First stop is MIT CSAIL, the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I'm here to meet Neha Narula. She's part of the PDOS group. That's short for Parallel and Distributed Operating Systems.
One of the areas of computer science with the fewest women, probably. I have always been either the only woman in the group or one out of two women. For a little while, there was three.
And if you have like n squared, that's fine for two. It's not fine for 100.
Narula shows me her workspace. We're on the 9th floor of the coolest looking building on campus. A male colleague one desk over is typing code. Three others discuss a research paper. Computer cables snake all over the floor. Narula has just finished her PhD. She works on databases and data storage, trying to find ways to make difficult-to-use software easier for the rest of us.
Most of what I'm doing is writing code, or looking at code, or debugging code. And I personally work on performance. So I build systems and then try to really, really, really understand their performance characteristics and figure out how to make them faster.
And she loves it, though working in a specialty that's so male-dominated hasn't always been easy. She'd love to work around other women, but the field she's chosen means she's often the only one in sight.
There have been points in time when I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. This is hard. This is not enjoyable. I don't like the interactions that I'm having. I don't want to be in this environment anymore. And I'm glad I stuck with it just to be an example, to show that it's, you know, you can do it. It's possible. It's doable. And if you really like this stuff, you should do it. You shouldn't give up.
Now I want to understand Narula's journey to this 9th floor pinnacle even more. What kind of a little girl were you?
I was a very nerdy little girl. So I had big glasses and like really long hair and braids. So my parents immigrated here from India. And as is the case with a lot of immigrant communities, education was priority number one.
She always loved and excelled in math and science, but somehow she didn't see herself doing it as a career. When she went to Dartmouth College, she had other plans.
I went to Dartmouth because I thought I wanted to major in government or political science, international relations, actually, or economics, and I wanted to go be in the Foreign Service. I wanted to be an ambassador. That was my goal.
But math and science kept tugging at her.
And it wasn't just that I missed it. I missed the people. I missed, like, that kind of mindset.
Luckily for her, she landed in a great place to study computer science. Dartmouth may have a reputation as a male bastion with a gender issue or two, but the introductory computer science classes were unusually welcoming.
It was like, look at this really cool field. Look at all the interesting things you can do. Don't you want to keep doing this? Don't you want to take these classes? Don't you want to learn more?
One professor stood out. Tom Corman.
Tom was always willing to talk. Like, he really, really cared about his undergraduate students. He cared about them tremendously. And it's really funny that I can call him Tom now, because I always used to call him Professor Corman. And I remember when I graduated, he said, you can call me Tom now. And I said, there's no way I'm ever going to call you Tom. You will always be Professor Corman. And now I call him Tom.
I wanted to know how conscious this mentoring was on Tom Corman's part, so I drove up to Dartmouth to meet him.
I definitely do it consciously.
Corman is now chair of the computer science department at Dartmouth.
There are students who might be wondering if it's really the right thing for them, and especially if they're from a group that is underrepresented in computer science, if they look around and don't see faces like theirs.
Corman takes a chunk out of his day to show me around.
Oh, this looks fun.
This is the robot lab.
The computer science department is housed in a building that used to be a mental hospital. He's always trying to figure out how best to use the space as the department evolves. You can tell he loves what he's helped build here. He shows me every corner, every office, every lab, even the machine room.
How can you not have a room full of big machines?
Servers.
Servers. And
Corman says back when he was an undergraduate studying computer science, he knew there was a gender gap, but he didn't really care. Later, in grad school, a female colleague opened his eyes to how bad it was. Ever since he started teaching, he's been trying to recruit women to computer science. He says the research continues to show that women are underrepresented.
Research also shows that women tend to be more self-critical, in that if you take two students who are doing equivalent work, the male might say, I'm doing fine, whereas the female might say, I'm struggling. So we need to encourage the women who are doing fine that, hey, you're doing fine, and you should keep going. And that's what I do.
Corman emails female students, he talks to them after class, he recruits them to be teaching and research assistants. He remembers asking Neha Narula if she wanted to co-author an instructor's manual for a textbook he wrote.
Unfortunately, she was unable to participate at the time, but I think perhaps inviting her made her realize, hey, actually, you got the chops here.
It did.
That's really critical. It's really, really critical to get those moments of encouragement. Just moments, just little moments at the right time.
Corman's still at it with his current students.
I was going through some of the notes I had for staff meetings. I had something along the lines of, encourage Patty Nekowitz.
He's good at picking out students that he thinks would be, you know, good fits for the major, so he reached out to me.
That's Patty Nekowitz. She just graduated and is heading off to a programming job at Amazon.
The way that he reached out to me in the first place was unique, but I think that now that I see him doing it with younger students, I kind of see how I was back then. You know, he definitely makes you feel comfortable and reinforces, like, you know, you're good at this, so you should stick with it. I think a lot of girls in particular might not get that often.
Tom Corman is proud of the work he and his colleagues have done to encourage female students, but they still have a ways to go. Less than a third of Dartmouth's computer science majors are women, and only two of the 20 tenure-track faculty. Corman has taught here 23 years. He hopes by the time he retires, the department will reflect the demographics of the campus at large. Neha Narula wants to see those changes, too. I ask her what advice she has for women starting out.
There's going to be a lot of little micro discouragements along the way. And so my advice would be to just, like, not worry about what other people think of you, not worry about what other people think you should be doing or shouldn't be doing, and just pursue what you enjoy and pursue it as hard as you can and do what you need to do to make it happen.
That's good advice, whether you find the perfect mentor or not. But it's clear that for women entering computer science, a little support and encouragement along the way can make a huge difference. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Boston.